KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, it's partly cloudy and 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be continued partly cloudy today with a high of 62, winds northwest at 10 to 15. Mostly clear tonight with areas of frost, a low of 31. Speaking of frost, there is a frost advisory that will be in effect from 2 a.m. until 10 a.m. Saturday for a portion of our listening area. And that affects Monona, Harrison, and Shelby counties. For temperatures as low as 34 degrees, that would result in the possible formation at least of frost overnight. And that frost could kill your sensitive outdoor vegetation if it's left uncovered. So the Weather Service advises you to take steps now to protect your tender plants from the overnight cold. Well, good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Harlan has a new tourist attraction, the 2021 Iowa's Best Breaded Pork Tenderloin. Victoria Station in Harlan has won the 19th annual contest presented by the Iowa Pork Producers Association and managed by its Restaurant and Food Service Committee. Richard and Angela Booman bought the restaurant 18 months ago and said they inherited a tenderloin being served at the time, and they decided to make the sandwich their own. Each hand-cut 8-ounce loin is tenderized 3 times, then coated in a blend of dry seasonings and marinated for at least an hour. The meat is dipped in buttermilk breading and fried to order. Sandwiches are served with lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. The Boomans recommend eating the tenderloin with their house garlic aioli and Texas toast, although the traditional mustard and burger bun are still available. The tenderloins also come buffalo style. The IPPA Restaurant and Food Service Committee is officially presenting the Best Tenderloin Award today, that's Friday, at the restaurant. Victoria Station will receive $500, a plaque, and a large banner to display. This year's runner-up is also from Shelby County and a past contest winner. Larson's Pub in Elkhorn, which holds the 2007 title, earned, again, high ratings from a panel of judges, and they'll receive $250 and a plaque from the IPPA. The Iowa Pork Producers Association received nearly 6,000 nominations for the 526 different establishments during a spring nomination period. Each was scored on the quality of the pork, taste, physical characteristics, and eating experience. The Creston Police Department reports one arrest and an incident of vehicle theft. Authorities say 58-year-old Scott Richard Phipps of Creston was arrested Thursday afternoon in the 300 block of North Pine Street. Phipps was charged with domestic abuse assault, second offense. He was being held in the Union County Jail without bond until seen by a judge. And a man residing in the 600 block of Livingston Street in Creston reported to police Thursday evening, that someone had stolen his red 2008 Buick LeCeron CXL. The car was valued at $6,000. Retired 3-star Admiral Michael Franken is making a second run for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. Franken says his career in the military and public service sets him ahead of the 5 other Democrats in the field.
The country is in a rather troubled state. The political dysfunction, the animosity, the situation we are between the parties and the need to get things done, the lack of leadership that we see in our elected leaders suggests that an individual of an accomplishment and who has done leadership before can do some good.
He says the divide is not just between Republicans and Democrats, but also between members of his own party.
I would say to the extremes on the Democratic Party, for the benefit of the whole, we need to get to the center and approve as written. Now, if you don't do that, elections are lost.
Franken addressed the current situation with the shipping crisis in America and ships unable to unload their own cargo.
We do something about triple shifting to move commodities out of the S-pods and A-pods. We use alternate means of shipping, hopefully more trains, because of the efficiencies associated with that. I would love to see an enhanced barge traffic in our nation's inland waterways.
Franken says the increased barge traffic could benefit Council Bluffs, Davenport, and possibly Sioux City. He also sees and supports biofuels.
As we track out the future of electric vehicles and the reducing amount of gasoline used, there needs to be a window for this, and maybe it's not corn-based, but I see what the Brazilians have done with GE-manufactured gas turbines to produce electricity with ethanol.
Franken is a Sioux County native who has a residence in Woodbury County. He's held a variety of positions in the U.S. Navy and was the only one in the decision process to vote against the invasion of Iraq. Franken finished second to Teresa Greenfield in a 2020 bid to challenge Republican Governor Joni Ernst. He is running this time to try and unseat incumbent Republican Chuck Grassley. Elsewhere in state news, one person was injured during an accident that took place during a pursuit early this morning in Decatur County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 22-year-old Bradley D. Phelps of Grand River was transported by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. After the car he was driving went out of control and into a residential yard before traveling airborne, hitting a tree and coming to rest on its top. Phelps, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from a Chevy Camaro. The accident happened around 1:40 a.m. in Lamoni. The incident began after a Lamoni police officer was dispatched to the come-and-go store for a possible intoxicated driver traveling westbound on Main Street. When the officer activated his patrol vehicle's lights, the Camaro took off and Phelps attempted to elude the officer. And one person died during a single vehicle accident Thursday afternoon in eastern Iowa's Butler County. State Patrol says 69-year-old Gene Shenander of Allison died at the scene of the crash at around 2:45 p.m. Thursday. Authorities say Shenander was traveling south on Highway 14 in a 2019 Ram truck when he failed to stop at the intersection with Highway 3. His truck left the road and struck a legally parked semi-trailer in a parking lot. The accident remains under investigation. That is a check of our news on KJAN. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.